Welcome. You're listening to the Rosie on the House Saturday morning weekend radio program in Arizona tradition for 26 years. We're talking in the next hour, 10 o'clock hour, about repurposing, reusing,
recycling,
and recycling home materials.
RRR.
Construction waste is 80% of landfills.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's always so bulky. You know, it's just drywall, concrete, studs. It's just bulk, bulk, bulk.
Well, and then when you're shipping, you just think about windows, toilets, faucets,
the packaging,
lighting. There's a lot of packaging that goes in from that construction debris. So it's, we'll be talking about it.
Mm-hmm. We will.
We will? You will.
We will.
Dad's going to Sanderson.
Oh,
I'm going to Cook.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best.
If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I believe Brad is our next caller. Come out of Payson. Oh, I'm sorry, Brett out of Prescott this morning. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. I've called the last couple weekends now. My air conditioner's been having problems, and now all of a sudden it decided to just quit on me. For the last 4 or 5 days now, I've had no air conditioning, and I pushed the contact switch inside. I've got the heat pump, and it would go on if I held the button on, but I can't. It won't keep going, and I don't know which direction to go to, and I don't have the money right now to call somebody out. So I was kind of hoping you guys could lead me in the direction of where I might be able to start checking. I know my capacitors are good.
You know what, Brett? You are going to be very glad you called. In particular, you're going to be glad you called today because we have one of our certified Rosie on the House approved technicians that actually service Yavapai County. It's Integrity Air Conditioning. He's over helping set up the volunteer booth right now, but Stephanie, our call screener, is going to get your name and a phone number where Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning can call you back. And you're going to have a one-on-one consulting session with one of the most brightest air conditioning technicians in all of Arizona. I don't know how I could serve you better than setting that up. Is that fair?
Amen. Amen.
He'll be able to talk you through, look, take your ammeter and touch it here and here. Tell me what's happening at the thermostat. Let's look at the capacitors and re-verify they're good. So you're just going to need to be patient. Wait just a few minutes. I'll have Brad ring you at whatever number you want him to ring you. It's going to take about 10 minutes to set that up.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is why you guys are so great. I love you guys.
Thank you, Brett. We're going to do everything we can to get you back in cool weather.
Although I would say if my air conditioning was out, Prescott's not a bad spot for it to be in this summer.
At
least he's not below the rim.
better than Jyla Bend, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, Quartzsite.
Yuma.
guess Prescott's technically not below the rim because the rim curves up around Flagstaff, but you're still at a mile high in Prescott. So
yeah.
Nice. Nicer weather to have been broken down.
You can sleep at night.
Yes.
You just can't take a nap in the afternoon.
Right.
Not very effectively, that's for sure.
Find your shade.
You have another call from Prescott?
No, sir. He actually could not hold on, and I did not get the details of his call.
Okay.
So when we're on remote, it takes a little longer to make all those connections.
A few more logistics involved. And, again, we are on remote. We're broadcasting from the Bison Ranch, home of the Wild Woman. Just happens to be my daughter Carol Grace's favorite place for the
sliders. She loves sliders.
Yeah, they got some beef sliders that are pretty darn good. You've also got they also run the patios. They built this back patio where you were actually doing the crawfish boil last year. They've enclosed that in. They got a nice little back patio now, as well as a front patio. And with cloud cover like this on a day like today, why wouldn't you be eating on the patio?
Oh, no kidding. And we've got a couple of people asking, you know, they're forecasting for rain. It might. I mean, we get sprinkles
any
up
day.
Here. But, I mean, there's the gazebo we're sitting in right now, all of the covered patios all around with
tents.
The shops, the restaurant, the tents that are set up. So if, in our experience, with the rain, in August, up on the rim, it usually lasts about an hour. So you'll find a place to stay dry for about an hour, and it blows right past. And it.
Have you found that to be pretty consistent through the past week while you're out here trapping on the lake?
You know, it has not. We have not dropped since Monday.
Since you were rained out of your campsite?
Yes, since we were rained out of the campsite, we have not gotten a drop. But you can see as you're driving through, we missed a storm cloud come through here. Oh, there's some wet spots over there. We must have missed a rain cloud. So it's not like a huge blanket pour across the entire area.
I hadn't looked at a weather forecast since I left the office yesterday morning, but it was looking like they were saying that this weekend we should see good chances of almost statewide moisture. So you're going to get rained on wherever you are. You might as well be here eating crawfish. Or what is it? Tell me again, whose Cajun recipe is this for the smoked ribs?
That is Bobby Avery's special smoked ribs. So
that's new to the event this year.
Yes, it is.
I just saw the first batch go on. They've been smoked, getting all the coals just right.
I know. It's making me hungry. And then we've got Stacy's Barbecue doing their famous fried fish. Baby K's will be here in a little bit with pulled pork and coleslaw. So we've got a great variety of additional food to try, and of course crawfish. And I just got the text that we've got our vegetables are en route coming over from Dewey for the corn, and out of Camp Verde for the potatoes. All locally grown produce for the corn and potatoes, because we burned through it last year. So we are.
I kind of remember that.
We are.
I kind of remember that.
Chucking corn in the car. Yeah.
Coming up after the radio show.
That was great. That's a memory maker right there. And I'm surprised at how many people I do recognize from the Valley. It looks like they've got a good group of folks that came up and made this an Arizona staycation for the weekend. So we're going to do all we can to make it the most enjoyable, pleasurable, fun Cajun and rib and barbecue fish eating event on the planet. It's all right here. Bison Ranch with Rosie on the house. Today only, noon to 9. We'll be back for hour 3 right after this.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.